Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie back with L.A. Marzulli, his latest video film, Out of Place Artifacts. L.A., where do people get a chance to watch this?
It's up on our streaming site. That's streaming at lamarzulli.net, streaming.lamarzulli.net. Or if you want to get the DVD, it's just lamarzulli.net. But the streaming way is a great way to go because it's instant gratification. And you can check that out, streaming.lamarzulli.net.
Great. You went back to Peru. What did you find there?
Well, there's a lot of different sites in Peru. And it's just if you've never been there, if you've never looked down at Sacsayhuamán from the little plateau, and you look across the plaza, and there's Sacsayhuamán, or you go to Ollantaytambo, and you look at the stones, the megalithic stones and the way they're constructed, modern-day archaeologists insist that the Inca built these, but those of us with eyes to see look at this and go, you know, you're smoking something and you're dishing out a lot of hooey, because the Inca, you can see the difference between the Inca slop, which is really a nice wall, but in comparison to what is actually there, the ancient megalithic structures are done in such a pristine, workmanlike way that to do it today on any of these sites, could you do it? Possibly. But you're looking at some of these stones, like I talked about before the break, 60, 80, 100 tons. How do you move them? And, you know, you go back a couple of thousand years before the horse was there. You've got llamas. I'm not buying that for a second. And the quarry is, according to Brian Forrester, about 40 miles away and at a lower elevation. And apparently, I've never been to the quarry, but Brian has. And he said a lot of these stones were quarried high up on the cliff. So how was that done? Moreover, when you go to places like Ollantaytambo, some of the stones which have been thrown down by some sort of a cataclysmic event have, they're odd shaped. They're just not stones like a pillar or just a square or a rectangle. They have extremely weird shapes in them. There's something is cut into them. They've been shaped very deliberately to do something. Those of us who've looked at it basically posit that what we may be looking at is some sort of ancient machine that was destroyed thousands and thousands of years ago. So I sat there with an archaeologist. He's actually an archaeoastronomer. And this gentleman, Andre Agassi, believes, as I do, that we're looking at technology which is no longer on the planet. It's not here. I mean, you can't duplicate this today. And so we're sitting in front of this this area, which has been cut out. And it looks like some machine was thrust into the rock. It's all polished. The corners are pristine. There are no chisel marks or grinding marks, anything like that. It's completely void of anything. And so you start putting these things together, and I've been on some of these sites like Machu Picchu, and the docents will sit there and tell us that the Inca were master stone builders, and you just want to scream, because you guys are just parroting what you were told to say. Obviously, there are two different builders here. The Inca came in and repurposed the stone, just like we see in Egypt, where the later Egyptians come in and repurpose these very, very ancient megalithic sites. But we see this all around the globe. Other people come in and they repurpose the site. We see it here in the Americas in places like the Octagon Mountain, the Circle Mountain. We film extensively there, and that'll probably be released early next year, that film. And what we discovered, I'm kind of hopping around here, but what we discovered, you want to talk about out-of-place artifacts, is just mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling, and we'll talk about that at a later date. But certainly Peru is high on the list of out-of-place artifacts, where you actually come into a site like Machu Picchu, and you look at it, and you kind of go, oh, my gosh, why? And who did this? And why was it abandoned? George, there's something I've been drilling into on all my travels all over. All these sites have something in common in that they are abandoned, and abandoned very abruptly. And I'm not going to tell you what my hypothesis is. That's in a later film and something I'm still working on, still researching, talking to archaeologists, anthropologists, different disciplines to try to just try to get my hand on the pulse here of what we might be looking at. But it's high strangeness, to coin a term from the late Dr. G. Allen Hynek. I mean, it is high strangeness all day long. We're looking at something that's like, you know, wow, seriously? But we'll see, because wherever I go, and I mentioned, you know, Machu Picchu, and when you arrive there, that site was lost. No one knew it was there. I mean, the natives around the area knew it was there. But even today, just to get to the top of it, it's actually extremely harrowing. You think they put like a ski lift in or something. But you get on the bus and it's very circuitous, and you do all these switchbacks and you wind your way up the mountain, and finally there you are. And I'll never forget just coming into the gateway, and there's this ancient, ancient megalithic site. And the stones are huge, absolutely huge. And, of course, that begs the question, how were they moved? How were they cut? Moreover, who did it? Out-of-place artifacts? Absolutely, all day long.
L.A., you talk a lot about the fallen angel technology. Is that the same as E.T. technology?
I would say no. We have to define our terms. You know, E.T. is extraterrestrial. So by definition, anything that doesn't originate or is born or comes from planet Earth is an extraterrestrial. I prefer interdimensional entity, and I believe that these entities came here, set up shop. They did it over and over and over again. They were destroyed in the Great Flood, and every culture on the planet has a flood story of some sort, so we know that it happened. I mean, I'm not making this up. It's a question of, you know, why were these sites abandoned? Circling back to what I was just saying, why are these sites abandoned? Why are they there in the first place? And how is it that we would have trouble duplicating some of the, certainly Sacsayhuamán is a perfect example of that. We would have trouble duplicating that today. But you go to some of these other places. We were set to actually go to Israel, George, right before the war. Peggy and I were at the Prophecy Watchers Conference, and we were headed to Atlanta that day, Saturday. We were headed to Atlanta, and from there, on Sunday, we would have been in Israel when war broke out. So our tour, which we call the Nephilim tour, would have taken us into northern Israel, where a lot of these sites are. One of the sites that we love to take people to, of course, is Gilgal Raphaim, and that's called the Wheel of the Giants, the Circle of the Giants. It's 42,000 tons of basalt rock in five concentric rings, with a tomb which I've crawled into, by the way, in the center of the site.
It's, and all these artifacts, LA, are huge, all of them.
Many of them are. But then you get other artifacts like we call it the Nephilim lens. And that, I'd love to talk about that if you want to go there. But the Nephilim lens is just, and you want to talk conspiracy stuff? We got into some really weird stuff when we were testing that lens.
That was found by a Michigan hiker, wasn't it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Yeah, he's out. Bob Shelley is hiking around, and he comes into this abandoned campsite, and the lens is there, and it weighs 28 pounds. And he's thinking to himself, do I really want to hike out with this thing? 28 pounds, it's not some light little object. And he's already got a full pack, and he's out there camping. But he takes the thing. He brings it to us. We're there. Chief Joseph Riverwind takes one look at it and goes, it's not a sword, it's a lance. And then Chief Joseph tells us, this is mind-boggling, what's in the Native American oral tradition, that the red-haired, six-fingered giants, the Nephilim giants, would raid and come into a village of Native American First Nation people and with these lances, which are about 3 feet long, and they would run through three braves.
At one time.
And they lift them over their head, screaming and yelling, popping their heads off, drinking the blood like a Coke can. I mean, they were unbelievable. And this all from Chief Joseph. I'm not elaborating in any way. He comes on the record and talks about this. So Bob Shelley allows us to test the metal. And we take a very small sample. We bring it to a highly renowned metal testing lab in an unknown location. I'm not going to give away or embarrass the lab. And we're met with the technician who assures us that the lab will be able to ascertain roughly when the thing was made, what the composition is, all the particulars that we're looking for. Well, 6 weeks go by. We were supposed to have the answers in 2 weeks. And I'm calling. It's like, you know, where's the results? So I fly back into this place. It's near Detroit. I fly back in and I meet Bob Shelley there, and we're there now. But all of a sudden, the technician has a PR person next to her. She won't talk to us directly. Everything has to be censored with the PR person. And she is absolutely just, I mean, this is the managed agenda.
And she's got your, and she's got the whole Lance. She's got the whole thing.
She's just got a very small piece of it.
Okay.
One of the things I refused to do and told Bob Shelley this. We're just going to take a piece of the Lance. No way we're going to let this thing out of our sight. No way.
What piece did you take? The handle, the tip, or what?
We just took from the haft where it would actually tie into a shaft of wood. The thing weighs 28 pounds. I mean, it's really heavy.
Yeah.
So this guy, Christian Winder, who comes in on the film, and he had a lap, and he heard my lamentation regarding the fact that we weren't really getting a straight shot with the testing. So he tested this thing, and they found isotopic ratios which point back to a Middle Eastern connection, specifically Saudi Arabia, which, of course, that whole area, we call it Nephilim Central. That's where they roam. So it's not conclusive. It could have come from Michigan, but also it could have been, because it's a bronze artifact, the tin definitely comes from Great Britain, no doubt about that. But it looks like it was originated in Saudi Arabia. So the question is, what the heck is that doing in Michigan? And the problem is here, with a lot of these artifacts, there's no provenance to them. In other words, I can't take you to the place where Bob Shelley found it, because someone else found, or maybe it washed up, maybe someone was digging. We don't know the provenance. We only know that Shelley found it at an abandoned campsite. So somebody was digging around in Michigan, and it's really interesting, of course, because Michigan is where those huge copper mines were, and a lot of copper, tons and tons of copper, has gone missing from those mines. Those mines were working and open thousands of years ago, and that created the Bronze Age that we see in Europe. Native Americans worked a little bit in copper, but they didn't make bronze. They didn't do that. They weren't smelting it down and creating bronze artifacts. So this is absolutely an out-of-place artifact, which is very enigmatic. And that's what the whole film is. That shows us that there is a hidden history that's been deliberately obfuscated from the peoples of the world. And that's why we're creating these films.
It is. How do you find these places?
That's a really good question. You know, I get emails from people all the time. And we go down some wild goose chases, absolutely. But then we go into places, and all of a sudden, we're sitting there with our jaws on the ground going, you've got to be kidding. One such place was Zambujero in Portugal, which really isn't in the film, although I do allude to it and show some pictures of it in the film. But Zambujero was a tell. It was completely covered with dirt. And that begs the question, why was this done? Just like Göbekli Tepe, why did they bury it? Why is the site closed down and then buried? Why is Zambujero thousands of miles away in Portugal?
And who buries it?
Well, that's my point. That's what I'm working on. And I can't really go there. But that's what I'm working on. Because something is going on here, and it's global, George. It's not just in one area. It's global. And it happens at different time periods. When you look at Gilgal-Rafaim, the same thing. When you look at Göbekli Tepe, the site's covered. When you go to Zambujero in Portugal, huge megalithic stones. They're over 20 feet tall. There's a tumulus there. And the whole thing was covered up with dirt. When you go to America Stonehenge, the site is closed down. The site was closed down originally. What we know now is the sacrificial table. They didn't even know what it was. They just saw it was bedrock. There were vines growing on it. They didn't know what it was. And so the archaeologists went in and they started uncovering this thing. And then they realized, oh, my gosh, what's this? But we hear about this over and over and over again. And it's global. So something is going on which we're not privy to, which we don't understand yet. And that's why I really can't spill the beans, because I'm not sure what I'm looking at either.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.